presidential level, which is more or less unprecedented.
Let's start talking a little bit about Russia. Will the sanctions that we've imposed keep the Russian hackers out?
No. It's so disproportionate. I mean, they interfered in our elections, and we, like, penalized a few of them. Whatever we're doing under the underground, we don't know. No, this is going to be a big issue. And I have to say that the Trump position is A, mystifying, but B, doomed. He has a nice little Putin bromance going on right now. I think we're going to get out the hankies because this is going to turn into an ugly relationship within a year or two. The things that make them similar, their machismo, their expansionary braggadocio, is going to turn them, I think, into bitter and dangerous enemies. We will look back on this moment where we thought Putin and Trump were so close as a moment of bitter irony when they get into a schoolyard display against each other, amping up each other's worst tendencies and putting the two countries in some sort of scary position. That's just my feel of how things are going to go in the next year.
That may be the best case scenario. I don't necessarily see it going that way. I still am mystified, to use your word, about why Trump is out there tweeting praise of Vladimir Putin these days and still kind of denying and dismissing this, you know, whether the hacking happened or the seriousness of it. And people out there keep asking what is behind this bromance. Before the election, I reported on a story about a counterintelligence officer from another service sending reports to the FBI saying that his sources in Russia were saying that Moscow tried for years to cultivate and co-opt Donald Trump. I'm not saying that happened. I'm saying I hope the FBI took a strong look, because it really is hard to believe that a president-elect would be so callous in how he approaches this issue and so dismissive of the seriousness of it. And so maybe he'll turn on Putin, as you suggest, but maybe there's something else there in which he is enamored with Putin for some reason that we don't really understand yet.